Blog Talk Radio.
Formula involved when trying to figure out where to hang a flat screen TV. Nothing is simple these days, is it? Hey y'all, and welcome to another One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. I'm Pam. When it comes to our televisions, we all have preferences. Like me, I am fine with my 12-inch old-fashioned box color TV set that I watch in my bedroom, but not my son. His 60,000-inch flat-screen TV is mounted on the wall, hanging high. High enough to put a crick in my neck as I view the television when I'm over there with them. Ouch! However you like to view your set, here are some things to think about. Sites like Crutchfield.com, Mounting University at ThinkUp.com, HGTV.com, TechLife.com, as well as CNET, say there are a few things to be considered when purchasing and even setting up a television, be it flat screen or box set. Included in our calculations and considerations should be viewing distance, height and weight of the television, and where to hang it if mounting, and where to sit it if not. Some experts ask that we consider more when we're hanging over a fireplace. If this is something that you're interested in hanging a flat-screen TV over a fireplace, I suggest that you do some research on it, because there are some things that you really need to know before you mount a flat-screen TV over a working fireplace. But do that research if that's where you want to hang it. You should definitely consult an expert when thinking of this. All of the sites I used as research suggest that we should view our sets straight on. That means when seated, the best height for viewing is when the screen is in the middle of our eye level while we are seated. This should be about 36 to 40 inches from the floor. And this is from a sitting position. Tech Life says, ideally, our televisions should be placed parallel to our eyes. No more than 15 degrees up or down tilt. Wherever the television is, viewing should be comfortable. Not like my neck hurting when I'm at Brandon's house after I'm watching TV with them and I leave and I have to shake my neck out. But I guess their necks are much younger than mine, so they're good with that. Mounting University at ThinkUp.com says viewing should be as natural as possible, easy on the eyes and body, noting the sweet viewing spot is where the screen is meeting the middle of our eye level. You know? Okay. When it comes to viewing distance, how far away we should sit while watching it, all have a formula to follow. Oh, my. Mounting University says to divide the screen size by 8 for the minimum distance and by 4 for the maximum distance. ApartmentTherapy.com took the math out of it. They didn't want to make us guess and pull out the calculator and suggest the distance for us based on the size of the screen. They say if the set is 35 inches, we should sit at least 3.5 to 5 feet away. If it's 40 inches, we should sit 4 to 6 feet away. If it's 50 inches, we should sit 5 to 7.5 feet away. And 6 to 9 feet away from it if the set is 60 inches or larger. I'm telling you. The weight of the set is important as well when you decide what wall you're going to put it on. I suggest that you read all instructions and directions before attempting to hang the set and include a stud finder and with your mounting tools. Now, a lot of sites that I read said that the stud finder is not always dependable, but it's better knowing. You never know what's behind the wall. I say the stud finder should be used before you even go to buy the set. It is imperative that you know what is behind the wall you plan to use before drilling to avoid damage to the house wiring as well as pipes. I have seen water from pipes through the wall. You never know what's behind the walls, and it is very crucial that when you are considering mounting a television that you know what's behind the wall. And sometimes the stud finder is better, even though a lot of sites said that it's not dependable. I suggest using it anyway, at least getting some idea of where the wood is. Okay. You would be surprised if you knew really what was behind the drywall. Remember, you are looking for a solid base, such as a wooden stud to attach the mounting brace, so says HomeDepot.com, who has written a guide to help any DIYer who wants to mount their television. There's a guide that you can get at Home Depot. Or you can save yourself a few calculations, unnecessary holes in the wall, and frustration if you have the set hung professionally. Just a thought. There are services out there that will hang the television for you. Many places that you buy the set from, they offer the services. Now, how much the services, I'm not sure. I wasn't able to secure any prices on that, but a number of retailers that sell flat-screen TVs have a service, or they hire out. They know who to call to get the television hung properly. So I think these are good thoughts. So remember now, these are just suggestions, but I strongly suggest, number one, that you use a stud finder first, even though there are some people who have said that stud finders are not dependable, but they give you an end around. They give you an idea of where you should nail. Also, we talked about the distance that you should sit comfortably and where it should be if you're mounting it. Or even if it's, you know, inside a cabinet, the suggested location for the television is to be in the middle, to meet in the middle. The middle of your eye should be at the middle of the television. No strain and no cricking necks. And I guess the older I get, the more my neck cricks. So I thought this was something that I wanted to research and find out for us. I never find out anything just for you guys. I find out these things for myself as well. So, you guys be sure to join me on Monday, September 24th, when we will be talking at 3 o'clock. And that's the new time. Oh, I love the 3 o'clock new time. At 3 o'clock Central Standard Time for our weekly full-length show where we will be talking about curb appeal. It is important. Is it important? You betcha. I really do not like going to someone's house. They give me the house number and I can't find it. I can't find the number on the house. So I have to pull out the calculator, back up, count the houses. No, and guests should not have to do that. So that having a clear and concise house numbers should be part of your curb appeal. And we will talk about that on Monday starting at 3 o'clock. Also, the entry period for the free One Designer, Two Ideas DIY room design project begins Monday as well. So anyone entering this project who is interested in having one room in their house redesigned DIY from a distance, I am taking names and I will be choosing. But you can get all the information about this drawing at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page, and that is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com www.facebook.com/onedesignertwoideas. Well, thank you for joining me tonight. We will meet back here on Monday at 3 o'clock, and then again we'll be right back here with another Decor Short and Preview show next Thursday, and I look forward to meeting with you. Thank you for joining me tonight with your Decor Short and Monday show preview. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. While it may be short in time, it will never be short in substance. Good night, all.